Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your zookeeping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 1st, 2015.
And this is episode 179.
June 1st.
What's going on, everybody? And June 1st. We are like 21 days.
This year is flying by.
Until summer officially begins, but the first is the day where the fake summer begins for a lot of people. You know,
it's what's fake,
like,
summer?
That's where everybody's like, oh, it's summertime. You know, when June the first hits. Well, it also depends on what side of the earth you're on as well. But yeah, so welcome to the Valentine Cast. I'm Jay, it's my lovely wife Renee, and we are so glad that you are here with us.
What's up?
We want to say what's up to the folks in the Valen Tavern.
Hey,
who do we have
y'all
with us today?
We have Punk Gopher is here.
Yes.
And JK Grammar is here.
Yes.
And Zabi and Muhogan are here.
Aww.
And Eggbot.
Oh, Eggbot is the Alpha Geek Bot. So,
hey, Alpha Geek Bot.
So if you could do exclamation next, if I'm thinking right.
Nope.
Eggbot will send you a tail.
Oh.
He'll say the next.
Did it?
He'll say next scheduled show is Valentine Cast. And it started on Channel 2.
No, that's
3
nice
minutes
Eggbot.
And 19 seconds ago. So thank you, Eggbot. I really appreciate it.
But yeah, so hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Valentine Cast.
Yes.
Every 2 weeks, you know, bringing you our lives, what we've been going through. And
yep.
Glad I could be here.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on, everybody? Glad that you're here. And while we're talking about the Valen Tavern, I think we both got an awesome friend request this past weekend.
I did.
I got a request from one of a respectful gentleman
named Paul.
And his Papa Grandma.
Papa Grandma. Papa Grandma is his new name.
Yeah, Papa Grandma is his name.
I sent JK a tell.
You did?
On Facebook. I was like, is this your dad?
You did?
I did. He was like, yeah. He got an iPhone. He's excited about the internet. So
that is awesome. So I just saw who the mutual friend was. And I saw it was JK. And I kind of... I inferred that, you know, it's Papa Grammar. Then when I friended...
I want to be sure Papa Grammar wasn't like a hacker.
Well, when I accepted them, so this is what I usually do when I accept a friend request. When I usually do, I accept, and then I go look at their wall and I see what they've been posting lately. Mm-hmm. And Papa Grandma's first post was, "I got a new smartphone or something like that." I was like, "Oh snap, this is gonna be."
Hold on. I have to look and see because it was something that made me smile
because
it was very old folksy.
Yeah,
what he said,
but I was like, he. He is, this is how your dad's going to be.
He said learning iPhone.
Yes, that's what it was.
It was so cute.
It was. And it makes me excited and it makes me sad because I want dad to get an iPhone.
My dad is not into that, but he might be if he gave it a chance, but he has a problem giving things
well,
a chance.
Well, here's the thing. Your dad is excited about it and he does want to do it, but the way that he did it was that he got the iPad mini instead. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was his loophole of not having to get, you know.
Yeah, I still think he might have enjoyed it. I mean, My dad is missing out on the big old family group text that we always do. So I don't know. He might get into it someday. So so Paul Grammer, welcome to the Facebook circle of friends.
And we're sorry if we say anything upsetting. We try not to. Speaking of, since we're talking about new tech and stuff like that, I didn't put it on the list because I really wasn't going to talk about it, but I got my iWatch, my Apple Watch. I got it today.
No, you didn't. You didn't get it today.
I mean, I didn't get it today. I got it last week. And so Saturday, I went to a class, and it was at the Apple store. And I thought it was going to be a little helpful for me, but I mean, it really wasn't. But there was an older gentleman there that happened to have an Apple Watch as well. And he actually was really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having some issues. It was interesting seeing it though.
So, what kind of issues?
So the crown right here, instead of, you know, using your finger just to scroll like this right here,
mm-hmm.
he would take both fingers like an old school crown.
Yeah, like an old school watch.
Yeah, and
that's understandable.
But that takes away the some of the easiness of it, you know. But it was funny.
Why he would though. He's a little old schoolish.
Yeah.
But you're enjoying an Apple Watch.
I'm enjoying it.
What's bad about it? You haven't told me what's bad about
it. There's nothing bad about it, but I don't. So, one, it's expensive, just like any.
So you don't feel like it's worth it?
It really depends. So I like that it tracks. So let's say I get a Fitbit. Or any of the wrist wearing type watches, those can range anywhere from 89 to 199. The track fitness, okay. Then you know you kick in a little bit, and you can get some stuff to control your phone and some other. So I can kind of see the price point. The one that I got, I think was.
What about the gold one? That's like. $400 or something crazy. Isn't one for like $700?
There's one that's like $1,100.
Now, do you understand? Maybe you understand that one too.
Well, I don't. That's to appeal to the 1%. I think it's just to appeal to the 1%. Thing, right? I think it is. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, probably. It's like the gold iPhone and whatever. I mean,
Is there an iPhone that costs more just because it's gold?
Yeah, I mean, there's a gold-plated one or something terrible. Like that. But I think somebody made it. But, I mean, it's a second screen for my phone. I mean, it is nice that, you know, I can just go. I have my watch and I just do this and I say, hey, Siri, call Renee Valentine. And it'll go ahead and it'll dial you, you know.
Yeah, I think it is a status symbol. I mean, there are status symbols for breast pumps. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a Swarovski... blinged out Spectra.
That's awesome.
So it seems like status is everywhere,
right?
It's terrible.
So thing. I mean, my mom, I mean, she got a LG, all I know is LG, I don't know if it's an LG one or LG or something. It's one that she can get pictures on. And she is very excited about it. And I cannot remember the phone that it is. She was like, you can send me pictures now, Jonathan. You know, I don't know if it's the G3, but now I can send her pictures now. She's like excited about that. She's like, tell Brianna and them to send me pictures because I can see it now. And, you know, she had a flip phone and she finally upgraded. You know, I was kind of hoping. I was thinking that an Amazon Fire phone would have been great for her. But I mean, she has an LG now. I mean, she's happy.
Yeah, yeah. hey.
You know.
If it calls people and texts people, I'm sure she's good.
Yep.
But one thing that was in everybody's Facebook feed, I don't care who you are, Caitlyn Jenner unveiled herself, formerly Bruce Jenner. She unveiled herself, and it flooded my Facebook feed.
Right.
People liking to sharing, and she's 65. And right. Even with the photoshopping and airbrushing that all fashion magazines do,
mm-hmm.
she looks good.
Oh, yeah.
So, yep. So congrats to her for, you know, waited 65 years to be herself. So, congratulations to her. And, so yeah.
And cool. I did put a link up on my page for a picture of a guy just staring at his phone, like, you know, my timeline. You know, he just kind of had a face like, okay, like, I get like, it already. And that's my face for any big news thing. You know, that.
Is it a big news thing that you're super excited to hear about?
It's more the stuff of superstars' lives that we don't care.
You aren't into.
I mean, like Kim Kardashian having a second baby. Okay, right. Congratulations. Whoop de doo.
I haven't seen that in my feed.
Yeah, I mean, that was earlier this morning. And then, you know, The Rock's deal, you know.
So you'd be cool if it was something you cared about.
Really depends.
Or would they get on your nerves too?
Even that can overflow, mm-hmm. you know.
It can be a little much. Like, all right.
It can be a little much, especially when you get everybody.
What if you can mute?
I don't know. I mean, but I'm fine. I know how to ignore it, you know, and mm-hmm. I do. I don't say anything. Except for people that are all butt hurt right now about the remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
How many people have you seen that are butt hurt?
There are a few folks in the Tapu that are really upset about the remake. They're like, this doesn't need to be remade. And Pete McCann made a great observation. He said, there's no movie that should be remade. Really.
They've been some great remakes, though.
Well, no, he's saying there's not one that needs to be remade.
Oh, needs. Oh.
Right. So.
Oh, I thought he was saying there's not anything that shouldn't.
Yeah, he's not. He didn't say shouldn't. He was like, there's nothing. There's no movie that needs to be remade.
Nope.
You know, some people had a point. Been nice to see a sequel because the way the movie ended, it could have went on to a sequel, which, correct, it could have. And I'm not sure if I want to see old Kurt Russell.
But trust me, they're doing this so that they can get a sequel out of it. If it does well, they'll probably do a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt Russell's cool.
This is the land of sequels nowadays.
Yeah, and it's also the time of remakes also.
Yeah, tons of remakes. And
you know?
Making board games into movies and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
They even make King of Tokyo into a movie.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
But yeah, so, shoot. Oh man, we just been here sitting here chatting and everything, and we haven't even got into the into the weekend wrap up. So let's go ahead and jump into that.
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir. That's how I was actually say it. So, since last show, Renee and I went to Atlanta.
We did.
For a couple of reasons. We went down because my oldest daughter, Brianna, she graduated from Duluth High School. And our nephew was born.
Yep, my nephew was born, so I needed to go see him.
Yep.
So I went and saw August for the first time, and that was super awesome, spending time with him. Little babies are just, they just have that little babiness about them. You gotta love it. So I was really excited to spend time with him and my sister. My mom was there, so that was nice too.
Yep.
So it was awesome.
So we got down and we got down on Wednesday. Wait a minute, did we leave Wednesday? Or we left Thursday?
Thursday.
We left Thursday. We left a day earlier and I paid for a room at the Wyndham. Thursday was also the day that Muhogan and Zobby were in Atlanta. So we were going to plan to hopefully see those guys on Friday morning. And so we got up, got down there, we got in, saw some family, ate, got the girls down. And we have to say, the girls were troopers the whole weekend.
They were awesome.
We had a king room that wasn't two rooms, and they were in the pack and play. And I have to say, blackout curtains are like magic. And it worked out great for them. So Thursday, we were at the Wyndham. Mm-hmm. I paid for the extra room. I had did a hot wire on the 13th for the weekend of the graduation. So I thought, hold on to that thought. And so I got an extra day at the Wyndham, thinking that I could carry over so we wouldn't have to move rooms. So Friday morning came. We went and had breakfast. We came back. So I was like, well, I need to run to Walmart real quick while you guys are getting ready. I'm going to run downstairs and sign the papers to extend our stay. I get downstairs, and the front desk clerk was like, I don't have a reservation for you for the rest of the weekend. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, oh, I found it. It's for the 29th, you know, the weekend, you know, the weekend after Memorial Day. And I'm just like, that is incorrect. It's supposed to be this weekend.
Love how you called him on it.
I said, that can't be right. So he's going through checking, and I'm checking my phone, and I look at my phone. Sure enough, and I checked my email, I checked the app. Sure enough, I had selected the wrong dates for the graduation. And he was like, I am so sorry, but we're sold out. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So it was a mad scramble at that point. But everything worked out within an hour or so. We had a new hotel that was just around the corner from where we were. Mm-hmm. Nikki and Clark came up to see us.
And that was awesome.
And that was
we got to see them.
That was an amazing time with them. I wish we could have seen
them. They mentioned, you know, we see them everywhere but in our hometowns. We see them in Utah. We see them in, you know, Georgia. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, but they saw us here in... No, we saw them in Nashville when we went down.
Yeah, but I'm saying the last couple of times.
Oh, yeah. It has been out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was good seeing them. It was so good that we didn't get enough that when we came back from Atlanta, we had to stop in Nashville to get more hugs.
Yes.
You know.
And, so that was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. So the graduation went well.
Nice and short.
Nice and short. Brianna was, she was in the top 10% of her class. She got the official email yesterday. She's working a little bit before college starts up, and you know, just all the college stuff. The party went well. Meeting the rest of the blended family for the first time went well. Yep. It was kind of, I wouldn't say it was shaky the first one. It was just kind of a little bit awkward. Shaky means that it was bad. Or do you think it was bad?
I think shaky would be. No, it wasn't bad. It was just.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was nervous. No one knew what to expect, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the next time we were all together, it was laughs and celebration and, you know, what all that family stuff is all about.
Yeah, so congrats to her. Graduate. Jay is the father of a high school graduate.
I am
soon
a...
Soon to be...
I'm a
college student.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we ponied up for a family membership at the Louisville Zoo.
We did.
So we did that. So, you know, Louisville Zoo, I've been to it a million times. It was a staple when I was young. It was one of those places that you went to for, field trips a lot. And, you know, it's nice to have a membership because you don't feel like you need to see the whole zoo. Because the membership for a zoo for, you know, is $16 for an adult. So we would spend $32 just us getting in one time.
Uh huh.
So I tend to just go in, you know, so we can go in for half an hour, 45 minutes,
yeah,
and leave if we want to. If we're on our way somewhere, we just want to kill time, we can stop at the zoo.
Yep. Or use the bathroom.
Or use. or use the bathroom, but I think it's something else. I think it would be somewhere else you could probably use the bathroom.
Like Walmart?
Yeah, like Walmart. But so we went to the zoo. The girls looked at the giraffes and the elephants. They're a little young, but they kind of look at the animals a little bit. But it was fun. We stopped, we had lunch, and it was just a nice time, us getting out.
It was.
Enjoying the sunshine. Yeah. And so that was kind of nice.
And then after that, I went to a tournament. I had a Dice Master tournament, DC Dice Master tournament. And I tied for third place. Woohoo!
And that's awesome.
The funny part is, that was officially my fourth and fifth and sixth time playing Dice Master.
And
the funny thing is that with the way this was a rainbow draft, so I only could have one person from my starter set, and I picked Zatanna and two action cards. Then we had to open 10 packs, and then we opened up 5, and then we had those 5 in front of us, and we choose the card we want, and we pass it to the right, and it keeps going around the table. And then, you know, and we open up the other until all the cards are gone. Then we open the other 5, go the other direction, and the same thing. And then from that, we had to build a team of 7 more. And, you know.
Did you get a good set of cards?
I got a pretty good set of cards. I threw a lot of people off when I took all the Solomon Grundys. But that was so that no one else would get Solomon Grundy.
Oh, you didn't want anybody else to get Solomon
Grundy. Right. And then...
Why should I be sending you with Solomon Grundy?
I don't know. I had Zatanna, who's Zatanna from the starter set. What her deal is, anytime that you put her in the field, you get to pick another dice from your bag and put it in your prep area. So it was an easy way of getting dice out of your bag and putting them in your prep area, so you would have like 10 dice to roll for one time. And it's amazing. But... it was fun. I had Dead Man. Dead Man's ability was when I field him and while he's active, I can capture someone else's character and keep it until Dead Man leaves the field. So I caught Flash on one game because if you don't have 3 people out, you can't block them.
Okay.
And then I took Black Manta, who has retaliation. So anytime you hit him, he hits back. And he has some other abilities that are just crazy stupid. So I took them, and the dude I played with, Black Manta, he was kind of a little bitchy a little bit.
Really?
He was kind of pissed off that I took Black Manta, but I'm like, hey, man, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to get... And I just left Dead Man in the field just to keep Black Manta out of there because I didn't want to deal with Black Manta. And that irritated people because they want to get in. People want to get in and play and win quick and get out. They don't want to. I love just long, thought-out games.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
Yeah. So, what? You went, what? Like what?
Long, thought-out games.
Really? Oh, my gosh. I guess it's just me then.
Well, maybe you irritate people enough that you end up winning. Like, yes.
You know, I was kind of thinking about that. I was like, I want people to think this is like a strat of mine, but it's not really. I really think through my stuff. I mean, because my initial plan was to, you know, try a trick, you know, turn Vibe into a villain, hit him with the Green Lantern ring to kill him. And what happens is when you kill him, he deals damage to everybody. So I was going to just do the whole bomb thing and blow us all up until we get down and then hit him for the last bit. But I never got a chance to do it because, you know, I was playing the whole Zatanna and, you know, Solomon Grundy mood. So anyway, that's enough talk of Dice Masters. Renee is bored. So let's go ahead.
Dice Masters isn't bad. I just don't get the strategy. I'm not good at strategy type games. I just kind of play things as I see them. And I don't do the think ahead and everything.
Well,
so I'm not good at it.
And I think the thing is that I'm not good at it with Magic. I wasn't good at. Maybe I need to go back and look at it. Because it's almost like that kind of planning, you know, what you want to try to do. And then the more you play, the more you kind of see other ways of playing. You know what I'm saying? So I think it goes a long way to play more and all that other good stuff. So let's hang with Mr. Marlin. Let's talk about some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And I just want to say what's up to Mr. Diddy.
Hey, Diddy.
And Udella, I'm a little jealous because they went to a nice Italian restaurant. And how you like I just tell people business on Facebook?
You do.
Maybe I shouldn't do that. I probably should stop.
Maybe they didn't want anybody to know.
I mean, because they have their setting set to friends only. And then I'm like reading their Facebook posts like, yeah, Diddy went to go eat at Five Guys and Fries. And he's kind of like, damn it. You know, I'm trying to not let people know where I'm eating. You know, so... So, in media this week, Game of Thrones.
No spoilers.
Was amazing.
Yep. It was, like, I've seen people say, holy hell.
Yeah.
I've seen people say, whoa.
Whoa.
And I have to say, not one boob in the episode.
I know, because...
Not a single one.
But you know what? I knew before the show that there was going to be no boob.
There wasn't, yeah.
This is like no nudity. No nudity.
Yeah, they usually tell you. So
they do.
Yeah, so we can't say much because, you know, but I just have to say, whoa.
Yeah.
And whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
So, whoa. JK said, no boobs, I'm out.
No, it was good. It was good.
It was a good episode. And things happen.
Yeah. Tyrion still makes
to
me
to the people.
I would say Tyrion's awesome.
And people
good.
Did things,
you know, if
with other people.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's the only one you cannot spoil Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and Punk Gopher said that, you know, I think Punk Gopher knows my style. I know a lot of people that plays aggro decks, so I have a fire. Green aggro, kind of an aggro deck that I like playing because I played enough and I know it. But when I'm playing not Crusader, champion one, EDH, I do like control decks. So I do like blue control. I do like kind of messing with people and controlling the field and not just letting shit just happen, you know. I think it's the only thing is that I like to calm stuff down so it's not so crazy and sideways, which with some aggro decks that can happen, you know. But I also like some white decks as well, so I don't know. I'm debating of getting out of Magic. You know, I talked about this last show, but I've just been too lazy to put them up on eBay to get out of it so that I could sell those cards and then turn around and use the money to buy Warhammer stuff. Yeah, so Punk Gopher said, yeah, it's Commander deck. So Blue is like, oh no, you didn't, or I don't think so. And that is my style. I mean, I do enjoy that. I do enjoy Lunch Money was one of the games where you would smack talk somebody and it was kind of like an interrupt, you know. I mean, I like stuff like that. I like when people think they got you in the corner and you're like,
so
back it up.
Like, bam.
Back that up. Back. See, I almost dropped a MF. But yeah, so back to, what was I talking about? We're talking about media, right, babe?
Yeah.
And so we're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then I read the chat. And yeah. So we have caught up on Scandal. We binge watched that.
We've been binge watching a lot of things.
Yeah, and it was like stuff that we know we need to get through. And it was pretty good. I kind of don't like how it ended. because I liked the situation the way it was. You know, I don't like the situation that it ended on.
Well,
you know,
I like the situation it ended
I know you do.
So,
but the funny thing is that more people feel the way I do than you do.
So, that's fine.
So I feel validated.
Most of the time, you like being the outlier.
Yeah, so I feel validated in that because I just feel that it's not right.
Most of the time, you like being on the outside.
I do, but
so why not in this situation?
Because this situation is not right.
Oh, okay.
You know, or I wish that they would do what needs to be done to make it right. There we go. Because I think it's very.
It is right.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But so since we finished that, we started on Blacklist. Blacklist is getting good. We're halfway. I think that was probably a halfway point what we saw yesterday. It was either that or it was the first one back after the halfway point because of the recap show that was shown.
Yeah.
Which I don't
know. So we have like one more. So it's currently coming on every week now, right?
No, it's finished.
Okay.
But
so we have one more to go.
No. We have about four more to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like the mid. You know how they do. It's so stupid. So a season is a season fall and spring?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. They have a spring mid climax and then they have a fall mid climax type thing or something like that. But anyway, I think that was the episode like before Easter, and I think that's why it kind of went the way it did, but blah, blah, blah. I didn't watch a lot of House. I really hadn't had time with everything else been going on.
Been busy.
Yeah. Because one, I've been painting miniatures also, so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been fun, and I'll talk about that.
I'm glad you get to do that.
I'll talk about that, but what you been up to, babe?
I've been watching lots of Fringe. So I started Fringe. I don't even know if I started Fringe last time.
You did.
But yeah, so I started Fringe. I am on the last episode, I'm in the last season, next to last episode.
Really?
I'm almost done with Fringe. I'll be done with Fringe tomorrow.
Are you sad a little bit?
Sad is done, yeah. It was good.
Really?
It was good. It almost feels like Lost Transplanted. It doesn't make any sense unless you've seen both. Like, the comparison probably doesn't even make sense.
Huh.
But,
okay.
In a way, it's the way the show goes. It's like the shift. There's a shift in Lost.
So, when I think of Fringe, I think of Fringe like more of an episodic type show.
Yeah.
When I say episode, I mean like you can actually go in and watch an episode and kind of not watch a few more and kind of pick up on that.
It's the kind of show that's episodic, but it has
a story.
A thread running through them. Is that kind
Okay. So that's kind of, you know what? That's kind of like House a little bit because there's a story
into the shift.
There's a story that's kind because that. So like the first season of House was you know, who's this guy that's just an asshole, you know, and you just enjoy him being an asshole and all the characters. And then, like, the last three episodes, it's like, holy shit, this is what's going on. And then it kind of weaves in season two. And so I'm in the weaving stages of where it's going and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So I know Fringe is on my list to watch. I don't know when I get to it.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. I don't know when I get into it because I do want to watch, try to catch up on Arrow. Oh, and we finished Flash.
Yep. Caught up on Flash.
As well. That was good as well. And then while Renee was out to Costco yesterday, I watched Fruitvale Station. It was an independent film back in 2013 or 14, I can't recall. And it's one of the movies that I normally wouldn't watch. And I don't know why I watched it, but it was pulling at me, so I watched it. And, you know, It was a sad ordeal. Still is a sad ordeal. But, I mean,
that's not... Yeah, I couldn't watch those.
Yeah, I mean, because you see the guy... and it's from... It's set in more in the last 24 hours. And who was this guy that, you know... And you saw that he was trying to get his life right and everything else. And it's just, you know, crazy. Just crazy how everything went down. And I cannot find what I'm looking for, the next item. So I want to say a huge congratulations to JF.
Very John much French so.
Debut. Woo! Congratulations to him for being one of the top finishers of the Sword and Laser tournament. Not tournament, but what's it called? Competition.
Competition, yeah.
So he'll be able to work for producer, and he's going to get his book published, and a publisher, and some other authors.
I think it's pretty cool.
And one of the things that we learned from this Inkshare thing is that they don't just do sci-fi books and fantasy books. They do all kinds of books. And one of the books they do type is children's books. And so I had a bunch of credits. And I was like, oh, man, what am I going to buy? You know, I bought another sci-fi book. And then I was like, let's see what else they have. And I clicked on genre, and sure enough, there was a children's book. And I was able to order a book called The Cat's Pajamas that Renee is going to show you on the feed here by Daniel Wallace. Sorry, I was trying to read through the camera. Sorry. So it's The Cat's Pajamas. And those that are probably looking to things like, it's backwards because I have a camera mirrored.
Here, you can show it on yours.
Think mine is mirrored also.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, no. There we go. It's not. So, yes, yeah, The Cat's Pajamas, written and illustrated by Daniel Wallace. He's actually an author out of North Carolina, and he's a best-selling author of Big Fish. So, I got this. It's a story about a kitten trying to find his style in a world full of copycats.
So yeah, I look forward to reading this. It's a, it's not a kid's bedtime story. It's a little long for that.
It is.
But I think it'd be good. Like, we can read maybe a couple pages when they're older and they understand. Yeah. Or we can read a couple pages now. We don't have to read the whole thing, but it would take a while to get through.
Can y'all hear Renee okay?
I hope they can hear me okay.
Yeah, I just didn't see you. I hope it is.
So that was pretty cool to get that in the mail. Something, you know, something tangible.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And then also, WOG! So everybody knows I have been painting my Warhammer 40K miniatures. My orc army is coming along very nicely. I'm really excited about my orcs. And I think Cole kind of hit on why I'm more excited about painting my orcs than my Space Marines. Because the Dark Angels Space Marines are very, you know, straight-laced, perfection. So everything has to be perfect on them from my perspective. But the orcs are like, put a plate on it. Give me a gun. Let's go and just kill everything. Rawr! You know? And when I'm painting, that's kind of how I'm kind of like, man, you know, these guys are just going to war. They're not like, you know what? They just want the biggest guns, the loudest guns. And they just want to go fight. And I'm having a good time painting them and stuff like that. So a huge, huge thanks to my local Warhammer group that has taught me ways of cutting costs drastically. I can't thank them enough. It made a huge difference in everything as well. So yeah, just having a little fun with some Warhammer 40K. Alright. Well, cool.
Sounds awesome.
Well, just go ahead and hang out with Mr. Feisty. How you feel about that?
I do want to talk about one thing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's up? What you want to talk about, babe?
So, I am back on the wagon, losing this
weight
that I've gotten from the twins. So... you know, I had twins, ate from my breastfeeding supply, whatever.
Right.
Now I'm back on the wagon, watching what I eat.
Yep.
Not picking out at every opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not as strict as, probably not as strict with myself as I used to be. But I'm gonna see how that goes for a little bit. If I have to get strict, I will. But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of nice. You know, so Team Valentine is back.
Yep, we're back. We're back on it and everything. And I kind of, you know, slipped and let things go. Life was busy and I was kind of, I knew what I was doing. So it wasn't like it snuck up on me, but you know, I kind of did slide a little bit and, you know, there were a little bit more things that I felt that were, I want to take care of. And, you know, at that point it was just seemed to be consuming, and part of it too, I was just being lazy. So to be straight up about it. So, yeah, we're back on it. And you know, I don't know if we'll do the weekly updates or, I mean, we can, totally up to you. We haven't really talked through, you know, that whole thing, but we are back on the wagon. So, all right, Mr. Feisty, take us home, buddy. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All right, so we got some birthdays here. So we have a birthday on Wednesday.
Elizabeth Tolson, co-worker of mine. Happy birthday,
happy
Elizabeth.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth. We have Todd Eaton, War Crusher himself. Happy birthday on Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
And good friend of mine's husband, Mr. Stephen Nolly. Happy birthday.
Daisy girl. Her birthday is Thursday.
Richard Douglas.
What?
Go ahead.
Trying to think of something. Happy Wolf Day.
Happy Wolf Day.
Yeah.
Also on Thursday, we have Richard Douglas Sparks, as well as our raid leader, Sir. His birthday is on Thursday. On Friday, whose birthday do we have, babe?
On Friday, Jennifer Williams.
Yep.
Birthday. Good friend of my little sister. It's crazy that she's married with her own kid now. It's nuts. On the 8th, it's Michelle Sergiu's birthday. Mm-hmm. And also on the 8th, Dana Turner Moore, girl I went to high school with. Her birthday is going on.
Mr. Kevin Woon's birthday is on 6/9. Newlyweds. Brittany Huntley.
My cousin.
Her birthday is 6/13.
She's 22. This is nuts.
That is correct. She's 22.
She'll be 22.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
And Bob Wolpert, 6/14. That's your birthday. It's your birthday. So that's the show. Valid Tavern, thank you for hanging with us. Everyone, thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Renee and I, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com, podcast Twitter feed, Facebook page, YouTube page, all Valentine Cast. Just put that slash after there and say Valentine Cast. If you want to call us, you can do so at 415-758-2278. And babe, what's our Twitter feed?
Twitter feed is The Cowboy, THETAOBOI, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
I know, I threw you off, didn't I?
You did. I was all ready to come. I was like, what is he doing? He's jumping all over the place.
I was. I'm keeping you on your toes.
You are.
So I want to say a huge thanks to Pretty Lights Music, Andrew Allen Trio, Alpha Geek Radio for the things you do for our show. Bed music, allowing us to stream this live. Intro and outro. You all are amazing. Valen Tavern, we love you. Listeners, we love you.
Woo! We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks, folks. Have a great one. Bye now.
Bye, everybody. We'll be right back. Boops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.